got great news for the Lions today. Michael Badgley out for the season, needs surgery. Good news is Lions don't really need kickers anyway.
I was about
to say,
they don't use kickers, so what does it matter? Dan Campbell, when the moment was big and, you know, the kicker was all ready to run out there, nothing. Badgley's sitting there like, wait, no.
He did kick a 54-yarder against the Rams.
Right, but I'm saying when the time came in the playoffs in San Francisco, they opted, nah, we're not going to tie the game up.
Sure.
We're going for it.
And that cameraman did their job showing him on the sideline.
David, he really looked like, but.
Like, really?
Okay.
Like, why did I fly here with you guys?
Right.
So Jake Bates is the only Lions kicker, the Michigan Panther. But speaking of the Lions, we are now 3 days in. By the way, a breaking news I just saw on Twitter. The Lions are hitting hard.
Oh, they did have pads on today, yes.
No, they didn't have pads on, but they have the shell still. I think they do pads next week, but everybody's talking about how physical they are. So everybody's saying the message from Dan Campbell about you got to put the work in, you can't rest on your laurels, or as Wojo says, you can't be fat and sassy from what you did last year. Seems like they're buying into it.
Well, here's
Lions
the thing.
Fans.
Thank you.
I hope they're buying into it because I think Lions fans are falling for it right now. And I'm proud of you, Jeff, because I heard you on the morning show, I think it was a few weeks ago, when you were talking about the Lions winning 10 games. I think Jansen had 14.
Oh, yeah.
And you had 10.
Yeah.
And everyone thought that that was negative for you to say that they were winning 10 games. And I'm going to say this right now. I also think the Lions are winning 10 games.
Oh, wow.
Vegas has them at 10.5. And I think 10 games is the right place for them to be. And I also think winning 10 games can win you the division. But why is saying 10 games in this town right now, why is that taboo? Lions fans, they haven't had back-to-back years of winning seasons in a long time. And yet...
Of 10 wins or more?
Of 10 wins or more. They won 12, which is really good.
I want to say it goes back to the 50s.
Back to the 50s. And we talked about earlier this week the Dave Burkett stat. When it comes to going to win the Super Bowl off of being the loser, the NFC Championship game. Not saying the Lions are going to be bad, but 10 wins seems to be the bad word in this town.
Yeah, but see, that's the crazy thing. The Lions fans, and it's a great question, why is 10-7 playoff team considered negative? But it's interesting because I do think Lions fans are consumed with trying to get to 12 or beat 12. They're not consumed with the playoffs. They're not consumed with trying to go to the Super Bowl. I think they're consumed with the number of regular season games they find a way to win.
No, but I think you missed the point.
Oh, go ahead.
I don't think that's what they're consumed about. I think they're consumed with shedding their past, with saying SOL is gone and we're so different. It's 1 year, but don't even speak about that anymore. We're past that. We moved on. We're a different team. And you may be a different team, but you have to show it. You have to do it year after year after year. The reason why you look at certain teams is because the Chiefs will always be the Chiefs, and they go out there and they win games and they do things and they make plays. You have to do that again this year. You had a great year last year. Momentum does not carry over. You have to pick it back up. You will be the hunted. But to fans, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, Rieger, but I do think it's more of a rush to shed your past, the history, SOL, all of that stuff. You want to put it so far in the rearview window, in the mirror, that you just believe that it's all changed and it's never going to happen again. You have to prove it year after year after year. That's what the good teams can do. You look at this schedule.
It's hard.
And then you ask a Lions fan, and it's like, man, you do the win-loss game. It's like, oh, we're going to beat that team. Oh, we're going to beat that team. It's like, it's almost as if other teams didn't get better as well, only you.
Well, here's what scares me. The division scares me.
Thank you.
If you look at ESPN's FPI, they got the Lions at 52% to win the division. And I worry, just me personally, about the Lions secondary. Like, I know they went out and they got Arnold, and I know they went out and got Davis, and they think they're better. But when you're going against Chicago twice a year, you're going against DJ Moore, Rome Odunze, Keenan Allen. When you go against Minnesota, you're going against Justin Jefferson.
You can stop this.
Even Green Bay. Your
first two games, you're going up against Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua.
And then Mike Evans and Chris Godwin.
So you're going to, a young second, especially drafting the two young corners, it's rare that you get the Sauce Gardner, a guy who could just come in and immediately shut down people. Young corners take time. They're going to get beat. Doesn't mean you're bad, because you're going to get better. But, man, what a way to start for those two young guys, because it's like, yeah, that's
they're getting thrown in the fire.
They are. So, but everybody just said, oh, we got better. And it's like, okay, everybody else did too. Everybody else made improvements. Everybody else drafted. Everybody else picked up free agents.
All right, so real quick, over under 10.5. That's number one. And number two, it's a great question by David. Why is 10-7 considered negative? Why is that considered a slight?
10-7 would mean for the first time since, I want to say, like 53, that the Lions have won double-digit games in back-to-back years.
Which is a pretty great achievement.
Okay. So, but 10-7, because it would be a step back, because in Lions fans...
Record-wise.
Because you're going for the number one seed, because the only reason that you didn't go to the Super Bowl is because you had to play San Francisco and Santa Clara and not here in Detroit.
See, and I hear what you're saying, but that's why I said, record-wise, it would be worse. But I can make the point that they can win 10 games...
And be a better team.
And be a better team, defensively, and maybe still have to go on the road to San Francisco... And maybe win it because their defense is better.
And David, let me help your argument. You know who was a better team with a worse record? It's the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, they won 11-6. They had all kinds of struggles.
They won 14 games the year 2022, won 11, but they were better.
And they had to go on the road for two playoff games and win, and that's what matters. By the way, this might shock you. The Lions have never won back-to-back double-digit wins ever.
Ever?
Ever. I just looked it up. Ever. Closest they came was 91, 12 wins, 93, they had 10 wins. Other than that, never. 53, they had 10 wins, 52, they had 9 wins. 12 wins
and 10
wins.
You said 12 and 10.
No, I'm sorry, in 3 years.
Oh, okay.
I apologize.
I'm like, Jeff, that's actually what we're talking
about. No, yeah, it went 10. Not, in fact, it went 12, 5, 10, 9, 10. So, yes, they've never put together back-to-back double-digit win totals.
But I think a lot of people, they want the change to happen. They want the change to happen now.
All right. So why is it negative 10-7? And what do you got? You got the over, you got the under. 97 won the ticket.